All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Tell me why Dak is not playing anymore, but the Cowboys quarterbacks all still do the. All right, here we go.
They're letting us know. They're letting us know it's time to run the most mid play you've ever seen.
Oh my God, the Cowboys. Honestly, though, Cooper Rush looked pretty decent next to CJ Stroud the last game. I'm not gonna lie. CJ Stroud, he's washed, Alyssa. Very
Washed
washed.
already in what his second season in the NFL?
Yeah, super washed. Like,
He's just
literally.
young. He's like still working his way up to his potential.
Sure.
Didn't the Texans win the game?
Yes, Alyssa, but like the yardage, just he used to throw bombs out there. That was really aggressive.
Did
Bombs. Yes, last season.
he? Yeah.
Well, we can't all be great. Sometimes we can just be mediocre and it gets us by.
Can't relate. I've never been mediocre in my life.
An ode to my team this year.
Mediocre.
We are barely making it through. I don't even know why I'm playing for Alyssa in our league. I'm slowly crawling back up for what? To get my ass handed to me during playoffs? Precisely.
There's still a chance. I mean, I'm not even gonna make playoffs, so you need to make it for the both of us.
I mean, there is a chance, but my players, I don't believe, Alyssa. I can't. But we have gotten a lot better since I changed our name to Nikki's Boys, I will say.
That's your OG name. You got to keep it consistent.
I know, I already forgot what my fun name was this year.
I didn't even remember that you had one.
Oh, it was a
So.
hill of a team or something related to Tyreek
Oh,
Hill.
yeah. That sounds right.
Yes, with a little cheetah
This
emoji.
year has not been Tyreek's year, so naming your team after him was not meant to be.
It has not been the year for many people, to be honest. But a win is a win. I shall not complain. But I'm not going to lie. Joe Mixon and the Texans defense literally had a 99% chance of winning in my other league. And then all of a sudden, it just flipped. It went from like 99% chance, 50% chance. And then it was like, all right, I lost. It
Oh
was
no.
crazy. It was crazy.
That's a tough Monday.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
And you live to fight another day.
Yes, another week. Here we come. Here we go.
Here we
Okay, that's the
go.
last time.
Never. I'm gonna do it 10 more times.
Hot zone.
Alrighty. What is on the slate for today? Let us look. You're like, you tell me, Nicole.
Yeah, I'm just here for the vibes. I
You're
come
just
in
here to
cold
learn
week
along with
after
our
week. I
audience.
come in cold. I'm learning things. I'm bringing some chuckles. Vibes only.
Okay, Alyssa, I think as many of our audience, well, no, if we have new people to our audience, who knows? Maybe there are new folks. Alyssa and I know each other fondly from our Monta Vista cheerleading days. Go
Sure.
Matadors.
Go Matadors.
And we have been friends ever since. However, we never made it quite to the NFL cheerleading sphere.
To be fair, we never tried. So it's not that
Facts.
we didn't try and fail. We just never made the attempt. We could have done it.
Yes, very good clarification, Alyssa. Yes, totally could be a Gold Rush girl if I wanted to. But there's many reasons why I cannot even try out. One, I love the game too much. I could barely watch the football game. I couldn't even watch the game I'm cheering for because I'm too busy cheering. And two, it's a lot of things that you have to do, a lot of practicing, and you really don't get paid too much, and you're doing a lot of stuff. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty exhausted from my normal job. So props to folks that do it, but I'm a lazy girl. I can't lie. Plus, this is my side hustle, this podcast. So, can't add too much on top of that. Podcast slash content creator now on
Sure.
TikTok.
Yeah, absolutely
And
you are. No time for cheer.
the last but most important rule, you cannot be in a relationship with any of the players.
Is that a real rule?
Yes.
Oh.
Exactly, Alyssa. So the slim chance I have would be vanished.
Here's a question. Can you be in a relationship with players from a different team? I don't know when you'd interact with
That's a
them.
very good question.
I mean, I guess that feels disloyal. So I guess just you shouldn't. It's probably frowned upon.
It's probably frowned upon, but I guess that probably isn't illegal, I would think.
I'm sure it doesn't come up very often because they don't live in the same place. So I guess it'd be pretty hard. Like, if you're a Gold Rush girl, you have to live in the Bay Area. So dating someone on a different team would be difficult.
But there is a lot of the years off season. It could be a long distance relationship.
Yeah. Or you just live in a place that has multiple football teams, like LA. You could be a
Ohio.
Chargers. Well, that's like different cities. I'm saying, like, if you like, LA has two
Yes.
football teams in one
Yes.
city. So if you're a Chargers cheerleader, you could be dating someone on the Rams just based on location. But I don't know. Like,
Yes.
it feels disloyal. So I'm thinking that probably doesn't happen very
That's
often.
really rich coming from you, Alyssa. Real
Disloyalty? Me? I know nothing about that. I'm the most
Oh my
loyal of
God.
them all. I'm so loyal to the Buccaneers and the Bengals. And also sometimes the Bills, Chiefs on a good day, the Niners
The
if they make
Saints?
the
Didn't you love
playoffs.
the Saints back
I
in the
did
day?
love the Saints. That's true. I did love the Saints in high school. So we have a short list. There's a short list of teams I like.
Oh my gosh, short list of seven teams.
I've realized, like, when I'm watching games, every team is either like a positive for me or a negative for me. Like, every team I either have good vibes about or bad vibes about. And I can like tell you on a dime, like Jaguars, good vibes. Jets, bad vibes. You know,
Why are Jets
Bills,
bad vibes?
they're just bad vibes. Like they're just like not a team I'm gonna support. You know,
Okay.
Cowboys, bad vibes. Giants, bad vibes. Dolphins, good vibes. Texans, good vibes. Like I can do it with all 32. Like every team either has a positive vibe or a negative.
I would delve further into this topic, but I don't hear any reasonings behind this.
No,
So
there's
let's
no
just
reasoning at
scurry
all. It's
along.
just feelings.
Just vibes.
Just vibes only.
Okay, but to bring it back to why I brought up cheerleaders, there
Yeah.
was a recent video that came out of the Cardinals cheerleaders, and there was someone asking various cheerleaders when they got up that morning for the 1 p.m. kickoff game. Alyssa, why don't you guess the average time that these cheerleaders got up for their day?
I actually think I know the answer because I've seen this. I think it's like 4 or 5 a.m.
3 to 4 a.m.
3 to f That's insane for a game at 1 p.m. What are they
I
doing all day?
know.
What could possibly take
Exactly.
that long?
Well, apparently they have a 10-hour day ahead of them filled with, their makeup, their hair, makes
Sure.
sense. Then they have to practice, and then there's some pregame stuff, obviously, during the game, and I'm sure they have to stick around after for a while. But I do feel like 3 to 4 a.m. is pretty aggressive. I'm also wondering if some of these people don't live that close to the stadium. I mean, I guess if you finish your hair and makeup in a couple hours, 3 hours, let's say,
Even 3 is a long time for hair and makeup.
then it's already,
6 a.m.
let's say they probably 8 a.m. they probably have to like all assemble together. Then they practice for, I don't know how long their practice could be.
I just really feel like it shouldn't be that long on game day because obviously, I'm sure they practice other days of the week, right? So it's like they should have already been practiced. Like, I understand the need to like warm up and like, get yourself loose and limber, but. It's not like they're learning anything new that has to spend hours at a time learning it.
I'm sure there's also some breaks for breakfast, lunch.
I just feel like they don't need to wake up that early. Like, I just think they're being dramatic.
Well, you can take it up with the Cardinals, ladies.
I might. I just might.
Just slide into the DMs. Why are you waking up so
What the
early?
fuck are you guys doing all day? Why do you need this much time?
They
I don't get it.
probably like list out all the same reasons I did. Give a breakdown of the timetable. You're like, all right, do
They might
you?
live far. I think that was a good guess that some of them might like not live that close.
But again, I wouldn't want to be driving a bunch of hours to go practice somewhere for something. Anyways,
No.
many things. So again, many reasons why We have not taken the spotlight on big screens,
It's
ladies
not
and
for us.
gentlemen.
You
Yes.
and I could not wake up at 3 a.m. on the weekend to go to work.
Right?
No,
And
absolutely
you only
not.
get paid on average, I believe, $150 a game.
$150?
Yes.
What? That's like nothing.
I know, Melissa. The juice is not worth the squeeze.
They get paid per game?
I think it's per game, and then I think there's some sort of salary you get or something. I don't know.
That's why. I mean, I did learn from the Dallas Cowboys cheerleading documentary that they're not like cheerleading is not their full-time job. I always just thought that was all they did, but they like have full-time jobs and then
Yes,
do
it's not
this
their full-time
afterwards.
job, but they're putting a lot of effort into it.
That's crazy.
Right?
And like for
Anyways.
what? Like what? I don't know what they're
Well,
getting out of it.
it would be fun, honestly.
Be fun if I made more than 150 bucks.
Well, they're making more money in their other jobs, Alyssa.
I hope so.
But wow, you're catching on to my little topics that
That's what I'm here for. Here
Well,
to
I can't believe
engage
you
in the
saw the video
topics.
before,
I'm on
but.
the internet a lot. Anything that's on the internet, especially in, like, I guess most of your topics are on the internet and I don't know them, but cheerleading content I do get on my TikTok
Yes.
as a former lady of the cheer world.
Okay, so moving along to our next topic. You know what team Jake Ferguson is on? Yes?
No.
Three guesses.
The Eagles.
No.
The Cowboys.
Yes! Woo!
Wow, that was a crazy guess. I had no idea. Couldn't even tell you what position he plays.
Well, he's a tight end, aka what probably me and you would be if we played football, but no one will ever know because.
Okay, first of all, I'd be the quarterback. That's very obvious.
Alyssa? You give tight end vibes.
What? Do not give tight end vibes. I very much give quarterback vibes. All right, moving on. Moving
Okay,
on.
moving along.
Jake Ferguson, tight end. Tell me more.
So basically, he's dating Hailee Cavender. I'm sure you've heard of her. The Cavender
No.
twins, basketball.
No.
Anyways, they're like these blonde twins. Actually, really reminds me of that Disney Channel movie when we were younger with
Oh,
the
double
two
teamed?
blonde twins. Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm just Googled them. They are giving big double teamed vibes.
Yes. So. Him and Hailee Cavender have been dating since last season, and she's been seen supporting him at games, making TikToks, yada yada. And she had this one TikTok where she was saying, like, when he also like supports you too. And then he was wearing her jersey, her University of Miami jersey, with her last name on the back as his pre-game outfits for the game. Isn't
Oh,
that so cute?
that's really sweet.
Right?
Wow, she's really hot. Like
It's
these,
really giving double teamed vibes.
and they're both so fit. Like I'm on their twin Instagram. They are some fit
Yes.
bitches. Good for them.
Well, I mean, yes, they're very athletic, Alyssa. And actually,
Sure.
her sister is dating Carson Beck. He's a quarterback at the collegiate level. But a lot of people have been giving her shit and saying to like stop dating him because I guess she's making him bad or something. Always blaming the woman. But yeah, so they're both wags in their own right. Me in another life.
It could still be you in this life. There's still
It could
time.
be. Guess I just need to leave my house more. The
That's a good start.
only NFL players I'm finding at home are on the TV.
You go to Niners games, you get out there.
I do. Shoot a
But
smile into the
you need to go to
crowd.
like
Wave at
expensive
Debo.
bars and like expensive clubs.
Yeah. Anyways, who knows? Maybe these wag dreams will come to fruition at one point.
I believe in you.
Thank you. I always appreciate the support. Okay, moving into the topic of another Jake. Jake Bates, Alyssa, the Lions kicker. Arguably, maybe the best kicker. Well, Chris Boswell, honestly,
He's had a
is
Chris Boswell's had
doing
a really good season.
amazing things out there for the Steelers.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Oh, Jake Bates is my kicker.
Oh my God, Alyssa.
When you said that name, I was like, I think that's my kicker. Yeah, he has been doing really well.
Yes. I mean, it doesn't hurt that the Lions are scoring like 40, 50 points a lot of the game.
He was
So
undrafted in our league, though. I picked him up off of the waivers.
the kickers are easy.
Yeah.
I think also people probably didn't know how good the Lions would be this year until it got to probably week three of the season. But he was actually undrafted during the 2023 season. He originally signed with the Texans on July 31st, but was released less than 2 weeks later. So, what did he do? He decided to go just find a job out in the wilderness. I don't know why I say out in the wilderness, out in the real world. And he was just working as a brick salesman.
Oh, what a specific job.
But he was just living his life. He basically decided he wasn't going to continue to pursue his kicking dreams. But then in December 2023, he joined the UFL, the United Football League, for the Michigan Panthers. And then subsequently, 6 months later in June 2024, he ended up signing with the Lions. And look at
Wow.
the impact that he has had.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. From
But isn't that,
bricklayer to
yes.
NFL kicker.
Well, he wasn't laying the bricks. He was just a salesman.
Oh, so he wasn't even helpful. He was just, I don't like, what is a brick salesman? I didn't even know that was a job.
Know. There's a lot of jobs out there, Alyssa.
I'm glad he is now a kicker. That's a better job for him.
You're like laying the bricks to kicking them balls.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's a joke there, but I guess he wasn't laying the bricks either. Good for him.
It's really interesting to think because really any the players can get dropped at any point. I mean, we have been seeing the fallout of Daniel Jones, a great quarterback at one point, now demoted to fourth quarterback on the list. So things really can change as people get older, all of this stuff. You really never know. So at least he can always go back to his salesman job. Well, I guess anyone could work in sales, but I wonder if he was good at selling bricks.
I feel like bricks are one of those things where people either need them or they don't. Like, you're not going to convince someone to buy a brick who isn't already in the market for a brick. So I don't imagine it's that hard of a job. Like, people who want bricks come to you. If they don't want bricks, they don't, you know? Pretty simple sales.
Convinced me.
Can we go into brick sales?
But that was really this story kind of picked up. I remember they mentioned it on one of the games, talking about how he was this brick salesman. So I thought it would be interesting to highlight someone who was a college football player and then went a more normal route. And then now is back in the NFL. So don't give up on your dreams, folks.
Beautiful story.
Thank you. I
Good
say
for,
this like I'm Jake Bates.
yeah, beautiful for Jake, but also told beautifully by you.
Wow,
I'm in a good mood.
I like Jolly Alyssa.
Sure.
Okay, then I guess a lot of people have J names. Okay, Ja'Marr Chase.
This is, wow, three for three. This is three for three on the J names.
Yes. So
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase recently had an interview where he was saying that he doesn't really diet, and he says he doesn't really diet and he doesn't think what he eats impacts his ability to play. I would probably agree with that given his impressive stats from this year. But I guess, Alyssa, you're going to like this. He really enjoys a McGriddle from McDonald's.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, he does, because I also really enjoy a McGriddle from McDonald's, and I can confirm that's a delicious breakfast. Good looking out, Jamar. Well done.
You're like, he already was a winner in my book, but this only solidified.
Absolutely. It shot him straight up to number one.
But he also really likes chicken and waffles. So
Who doesn't? That's a delicious combination.
I know, but you see all of these other players like doing all of this crazy stuff, like Aaron Rodgers drinking his like cayenne pepper drink, like Tom Brady, remember he didn't have alcohol, he was vegan, I think. There were many things, so it is quite interesting that he still is able to produce while not dieting.
Yeah, I just looked up his age. He's 24. So when
Oh,
I
to
was,
be
I feel like,
young.
yeah, like when I was 24, I could also eat McGriddles and not have to think about it. So, and I wasn't playing in the NFL at like an extremely athletic level of activity every day. So like, yeah,
Alyssa.
if anyone was wondering, I was not that athletic at 24, was not top of the game in my sport. So yeah, that makes sense that he like wouldn't really have to think about what he eats, being so active and also being in his early 20s.
I guess the McGriddles helps him have that energy for the cardio he does running all over the field.
I wonder which one he gets. Like, is he a
There's
bacon
multiple?
guy? Of course, there's bacon, there's sausage, and there's also the chicken one.
I thought there was only a sausage.
No, I don't even get the sausage one. That's the worst one.
I have not had a McGriddle, I'm not going to lie.
Wow, you're missing out. Especially, that's like my go-to hungover meal. If I'm hungover, a McGriddle is going to set me right. Like, that is going to set me up right for the rest of the day. It'll get me out of bed. It'll kill my nausea. Like, it puts you back on track,
You
especially
and
with like a
Jamar Chase.
Sprite.
And I'm sure he gets the chicken one, honestly.
The chicken one is the best one. Not all McDonald's have them, but it is the best one by far. There's no egg, though. It's just chicken and two pancakes. So different vibes, but that is my favorite.
We'll have to do a McGriddle sampling day one day.
Any day.
All
Happy to do that at any point.
righty. Next on the
Who's the next J name?
agenda is not a J name,
Ah.
but I was fascinated by this creature. So I saw him on the Sunday broadcast. I believe it was for the afternoon game. Yes, it was for the Bills game. Mac Hollins. They were showing him walking into the stadium, not wearing shoes.
I saw
And I
this.
was astonished.
I was like half paying attention, but I heard the announcers talking about this guy. I didn't know what his name was, but they were like saying that he just doesn't ever wear shoes. Like
Yes.
outside of the cleats he has to wear to like games and practices, he like prefers not to wear shoes.
Yes, he calls the cleats foot prisons, actually.
Oh my God.
But I
Wow.
was just so fascinated, so I obviously had to look more into this guy. So I guess his nickname is fondly known as Tarzan. He's gone from team to team, been very well liked amongst his teammates, I'm sure, not just at the Bills, but on other teams as well. And he just has a really fascinating outlook on life, even beyond this not wearing shoes. That is only the tip of the iceberg, Alyssa.
Tell me more.
He says that small cats steal your soul. To be
Just the
honest,
small ones. Like a
that's
house cat
not.
versus a lion? Like, what is a small cat?
This
Okay.
man said this in an interview. I mean, to be honest, he's not wrong. He really is not wrong.
I mean, yeah, if he's talking about house cats, they for sure steal your soul.
Yes, so that could be factual. But he also doesn't use utensils, Alyssa. He only eats with his hands.
Oh, I don't like that.
But he had some interesting reasoning. He was saying it's a better way to gauge temperature of food, and you will definitely wash your hands more because you know you're going to be using them to eat.
I have so many problems with that, but the main one is I wash my hands regardless of whether or not I'm going to use them to eat, right? Like, that's not motivating me to wash my hands. I just wash my hands.
But I think a lot of men don't wash their hands after using the bathroom. I don't
That's
know.
so gross because their bathroom experience is like so much more intimate and involved with their hands than a woman's is.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Does he not use utensils in a restaurant? Because, like, at home, your personal business is your personal business. But if you're like going to a nice restaurant and like eating your salad by like picking it out with your fingers, that's so gross.
Oh my God, could you imagine, like, they go out for a team dinner? He just like picks up a steak and then just like ha
Yeah, just
like a
gnawing at it
carnivore.
out of his hand. That's so weird. This guy is a freak because I'm into the foot thing. I'm not into feet, but like I support not wearing shoes. That's actually something I've said to a lot of people over my life of like, if it wasn't for societal pressures, I would not wear shoes. But like, I recognize
A
that
lot of sharp objects on the ground.
there definitely are for sure. But like, there was always like, the one guy that goes to college that you see that like never wears shoes, like the hippie guy. Like I always saw that guy and I'd be like, I wish I couldn't wear shoes, but like society puts me in the box of a shoe wearing person. But if there was
Was this person you, Alyssa? The person, the hippie walking around not wearing shoes?
No, but I wish it was. That's the point I'm making. I wish that I had the confidence to be the shoeless person. But I do agree there is sharp shit on the ground, so
Yeah.
shoes are a
So,
good idea.
I don't know, Alyssa. Try this out next time. Just out in the office, just take off them shoes and just walk around.
That would be so embarrassing. I could never. That's what I'm saying. Like the society pressures me into this. I could never be that embarrassed to not wear shoes in a public place.
Maybe Matt Collins is your soulmate.
Maybe if he uses a fork. But all right. What an interesting guy.
His feet must get so dirty. Like, does he like wash his feet before he enters into a building?
I'm sure he doesn't.
Well, he's washing his hands though.
It sounds like he's washing them all day.
Oh my God, imagine him in like a steakhouse too with like no shoes. Just his little caveman feet.
Maybe he doesn't go to restaurants. Maybe he doesn't go to nice places because between the no utensils and the no shoes, this man is a caveman.
Drive-through and DoorDash
Yeah, him and Jamar can go get some McGriddles. Those don't require utensils.
fascinating creature, really, truly.
Yeah, he really is. I'm also on his Instagram right now, and he posts a lot of videos of himself. Like, let me show you this.
Why are you zooming with a
I don't
white
know.
wig?
He really liked this white
He's
wig this day.
scaring me.
He's insane. It's like I'm gonna watch some of these later because I'm so curious what they're about, but there's
What
so
is the
many.
one with the fitted sheet?
There's just so many. I think he's just explaining how to fold a fitted sheet.
October challenge, time management.
Day 10 fitted sheet. Yeah, he's just
Doesn't use
folding.
utensils, but folds his sheet.
What an interesting guy. I don't know how to fold a fitted
Don't
sheet.
really know how to fold a fitted sheet, so maybe I will go on
No, I don't know how
Instagram
to.
and find it.
I don't know how to fold those at all. I just like ball them up and stick them in my cupboard.
I know.
Well, Matt Collins, interesting guy.
Yes. All right. And sticking with the Bills theme, everything is connected, honestly, topic to topic. So, as we all supported, the Bills beat the Chiefs this past Sunday. It was so funny because I saw a picture that was like Bills fans and it showed the entire country except for like Kansas City, where it said Chiefs fans, which was true. I mean, I don't want to be a hater, but like, come on. Like, someone had to defeat Mahomes. It had to happen.
Oh yeah, I think most people were hoping for it to happen.
Was Ross sad?
He like played it off. Like he was like, had to happen eventually. Like get the Bills get their win. We'll see who wins the Super Bowl. Like he did that kind of thing. He's like, okay, Josh Allen, like there's your one important game this year, but like we'll see who takes home the ring. Like he pulled that kind of thing of like, okay, you're obviously butthurt, but you like can't admit it. Whatever.
This is why the Chiefs fans. Anyways, I will say the Bills went a little bit overboard at the last game at the tailgate. The Bills Mafia hung a Kermit the Frog plushie with a Mahomes jersey.
That's funny.
I mean, funny, but also like a bit much.
I think it's pretty funny. Like, in as of all insults to throw at someone, making them like calling them Kermit the Frog is not that mean-spirited, you know? Like, it's all in good fun.
I think hanging it from a tree, I think that was kind of.
Oh, like by its neck?
I don't think it was by the neck.
Yeah,
I
hanging it
don't.
from a tree is like if he's hanging by his arms, but if he's like attached to like a rope, like if it's in a noose, that's not fun. I
Hold
envision like a
on.
frog just hanging from a tree, like by like he's holding on to the tree with his little arms.
No, I think it was
Oh.
on it was on the neck, Alyssa.
Oh yeah, that's not good at all. Kermit the Frog Bills game. Oh yeah, he is hung. Oh, that's not nice.
Right? It's just a bit excessive.
Yeah, that's not great. No, I don't
Like
like that at all.
even NFL memes. Actually, I don't know. They honestly push the boundaries a bit much.
Yeah, you can't be hanging people from their necks. That's not great. All
Right?
right, I take back what I said. It's not all in good fun.
Alyssa's like, retract the laugh.
Yeah, big retract. I definitely had a very different image of just like a little frog grabbing onto a branch, not being lynched. That's awful.
Yeah, people are terrible. Okay. This is actually, I'm trying to think how I can make it related. There is no relation, but it goes back to another Jake.
Back to
I
the
should have
J
put
name.
this with the Jake section, but there was the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight at the Cowboys Stadium, as we all know. I did not watch, but I felt like I watched
You
based
didn't
on
miss anything.
that is what I've heard. So there's been a big debate because in the Cowboys Stadium, the owner, Jerry Jones, refuses to use curtains for the Dallas Cowboys games, and the sun will shine through where in the end zone, the sun will be blinding like the players' eyes. So Jerry has refused time and time again to use curtains or anything to block the sun from the stadium. However, during the fight, there were curtains in the Cowboys stadium, and it was nighttime too, so I'm so confused.
I thought like it had a roof that could close, and Jerry Jones just like refuses to close the roof. Or is that a different stadium?
They do have a roof, but I think the issue is that there are windows that kind of go around, and the light shines through from there.
Yeah, you're correct. The Dome Stadium doesn't have curtains installed when the Cowboys play their games. Yeah, that's very odd to not do it. I mean,
Right?
like obviously he could have done that at any time, but it's weird that they needed to do it for the fight because to your point, it was at night. It was
Yeah,
dark.
so I really don't understand the logic behind it, but everyone was like up in arms about it, which I mean, I would be too. Barely catch a football without blinding my eyes. I couldn't imagine catching it when a ray of sunlight.
No, they're blind as shit. Like I've seen some of the pictures where it shows like the glare. You can't see anything.
Yes.
Well, that's Jerry Jones's fault. Like if he wants his team to win, he'll make a different choice, but
Everything is Jerry Jones' fault, honestly. But speaking of coaches, it looks like Doug Peterson, the Jags coach, might be fired after
Oh.
their pitiful loss to the Lions this past Sunday. It was a complete blowout. And it is rumored that our good friend Bill Belichick might be their new head coach, allegedly.
Oh.
But I feel like if he already now was doing other things outside of football, if I was him, I don't know if I would want to go back into the fold.
No, I thought he like fully retired.
I don't know. Tom Brady fully retired and then came back, you know?
True. Excellent point. Maybe, I mean, if they offered him a lot of money, and it's probably nicer than living in New England. No, maybe he just
Yeah.
wants to live somewhere warm.
I feel like you could live somewhere warm right now.
Well, like live somewhere warm and work. Or
Honestly,
I
I
don't
don't
know.
want to work anymore, and I'm in my early 30s. But kudos to those that do. Also, in other interesting news, Jon Gruden, he was formerly the Raiders' head coach. So he ended up resigning because of all of that drama that happened. And he is also looking to make a comeback as well. And they think that he might land at the Jets or the Saints, which really just shows that you can do a lot of fucked up shit in football and you still have a job.
Who is coaching the Jets right now?
The Jets have an interim coach for the time being since Robert Saleh got fired. I do not know his name, unfortunately. But I do know that the Saints have an interim head coach as well, and I believe his last name is Riz.
Love that.
Because they've been saying Merry Rizmas.
Coach Riz, it's the guy.
He had this funny story where it was the first day, and then he said that he clogged the toilet when it was his first day
Oh.
as the interim head coach, and he was like, well, this is how the day is going to go.
Yeah, that's, I don't know that I would admit that out loud.
There are many things, honestly.
Well, I guess we'll see. Sounds like there's going to be some coaching shakeups.
Yes, so this is all speculation, but Jon Gruden did sign a gig with Barstool Sports, so I mean, in the meantime, he's doing other things, but it would be interesting if he did make a comeback and enter the football world again.
I hope not. Didn't he say a bunch of like racist shit?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not great.
Many of these people are not great.
That's true.
But what are you going to do? All right, and I know this has been a heavy man-centered episode.
Well, it is a football podcast, so.
Yes, but to end it off for the girls, I am sure you have heard that Beyonce is going to be performing during the Ravens and Texans Christmas Day game.
I have heard that.
Oh, that'll be a fabulous Christmas. I can feel it already.
So, like, they'll broad because they usually don't broadcast the halftime show other
No, they
than the
do for
Super
the
Bowl.
big ones, Alyssa. Thanksgiving one, Dolly Parton last year.
Wasn't paying attention close enough, I guess.
Alyssa.
I thought they only broadcasted it for the Super Bowl.
No, for like Thanksgiving, Christmas, the big ones.
Great. Can't wait to watch.
Yes.
Beyonce.
But yes, that is all of the riveting news that has come up recently.
Great
We really
news.
covered the whole spectrum.
Covered everyone whose name starts with J.
Exactly. Went from food to shoes
I know this made me hungry.
to
All the talk of McGriddles made me kind of want McDonald's.
bricks.
Bricks. Who would have thought? Not me.
But we will have to do our McGriddle day soon. I'm surprised he's not in the commercial with McDonald's, honestly.
That maybe they don't know that he eats them.
Maybe soon.
Maybe after this podcast.
Maybe. This podcast is brought to you by Jamar Chase and McGriddles.
If Jamar gets a McDonald's brand deal after this, he owes it all to us.
Exactly.
You're welcome, Jamar. All right, is that it for the week?
That is it, my friend.
All right, short and sweet.
Just like Sabrina Carpenter.
All right, well, bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks
Thanks
for
for keeping it hot.